Origins by J. Hamilton. Copyright 2025 J. Hamilton. A Visionaries Lab Press Publication. www.visionarieslab.com/origins. Part 2. Integration Through Relationship. Chapter 7. The Return to Shore. Every voyage circles back. Even the grandest adventure must eventually return to land. But you're never the same as when you left. The return to shore is where integration happens. Where wisdom becomes service. Where experience becomes teaching. Where the stories you've lived become beacons for others. Sora Firm is my return. It's the place where I can pass the helm, share the charts, and walk beside others as they sail into their own unknowns. Quickly, successes and newfound prosperity and abundance, and a new style wisdom becomes the norm. And just like on the ocean, we are all still learning. We are all still floating. We are all still listening, and we are all still leaning in. Refining our connection from whence we come is our solution. And the connection comes in handy, very handy. Let's sail. Together. Chapter 8. We voyage through and among people. We don't sail in isolation. Even when we're solo at the helm, we cross paths, share anchorages, and learn from others on their own journeys. People are like islands, like currents, like the wind itself, each offering something to navigate, and something to understand. As we share, others are moved by our inner guidance, and the rich feeling of experience ripples and pulses through each our lives. To voyage through and among people is to listen as deeply as we speak. It's to recognize that every interaction, whether smooth or stormy, is an invitation to refine our presence, to learn patience, compassion, boundaries and courage. And, to learn how to walk away. Some encounters are brief flashes of insight. Others stay with us, shape us, and challenge us to grow. And sometimes we are the ones who unknowingly light the way for another, just by being steady, clear, and true. Sora Firm is about this shared humanity. It's not just your mind or your dream, it's the connection we all share. It's a reminder that we're all voyaging, all learning, and we are all listening. We are never as alone as we think we are. The winds of growth often arrive through other people. And the grace to receive them, that's part of the connection too. Chapter 9. Refining the Self Through Relationship. In our interactions with others, in our friendships, families, partnerships, and even passing moments, we continue to refine our very nature. Each person we meet holds up a mirror to some part of ourselves. Sometimes we like what we see. Sometimes we don't. But all of it is useful. Contrast is the great teacher. It's through the moments of friction, misalignment, or even heartache that we begin to know what we do want. The more contrast we experience, the more refined our preferences become. And the more useful listening becomes. After all, the connection is always there. As we make clearer choices, aligned with how we truly want to feel, we learn to shape our lives to reflect the truth of our evolving being. We learn to choose thoughts that feel better. Actions that feel cleaner. Paths that feel lighter. And results that stir our soul. And when the results start aligning, when relationships deepen, when creativity flows, when peace becomes our baseline, we know we're on the right track. We can feel it because this is part of listening as well. In this way, relationships become the sea itself, ever moving, always revealing, and endlessly full of potential for transformation. And just like the wind, we don't control others. But we can learn to set our sails wisely and voyage toward truer success, and along the way, pick up nuances and refine prosperity and true abundance. New friendships too. Keep listening. Keep refining. Let the connection guide you. Learn to allow each their own outcomes. Learn to allow even you your own outcomes. And know that it is good. Everything turns out. Chapter 10. The Shift Toward Ultimate Performance. There comes a point in this journey where something clicks. We serve ourselves most by serving others, though not through rescuing or fixing, but by leaving things better than we found them. Not because we're saviors, instead because we've learned to move through life in coherence. At each step, we make aligned choices, and allow. We offer presence instead of pressure, and we allow. We listen instead of control, and we allow. And, we elevate by example, as we allow. And as we allow, we notice something remarkable. The world begins to meet us with less resistance, more joy, more happenstance, and better outcomes. We stop dancing with dysfunction. We navigate with less polarity and fewer extremes. Life responds to our coherence by becoming more coherent itself. And we notice that allowing becomes simpler, easier, more refined, and elegant in its fluidity. We are no longer pulled into old loops. We begin to rise into higher octaves of order, layers of reality that hold more grace, more intelligence, and more joy. We experience peace not as a break from chaos, but as a new default. We experience pleasure not as indulgence, but as alignment. And we realize we are no longer just surviving. We are performing. We are stretching. We are allowing. And we are finally living our life full out. Listening has taught us allowing. And as we do so, our next circumstance of life becomes even easier to allow. Not performing for show, but performing as a finely tuned instrument of truth. We allow grace to flow through us. Our outcomes look like so many new delights. Everything is at our fingertips as we journey forward. Our sails are set, our inner ear tuned to that unmistakable glow of source guiding us. The quality of happenstance and synchronicity, harmony and order is unmistakable. Truest abundance and prosperity have become our own. We are finding our way home. This is what I call ultimate personal performance. It's what happens when source flows through you, as a clear channel of allowing. When the connection is strong, and allowing is clear, you are on top of the wave. When you are no longer fighting life, you are flowing with life. This is the path we walk with Sora Firm. This is the power we unlock, together. Part 3. Humanity's Evolution and Your Role. Chapter 11. From Fear to Flame. We started out afraid of the dark. Long before we could name the stars or map the seas, we huddled in caves. We were fearful of the unknown, of what lurked outside the firelight. In those early days, the tribe was everything. Belonging meant safety. Conformity meant survival. The individual had yet to emerge. But eventually, something began to stir within us. A flicker. A spark. A question. A sense of the need for independence. A few more, and then even more began to question what we assumed to be always so. What more is there? Slowly, humanity began to discover itself. We shed layers of ignorance, dependence, and fear. We threw off the cloaks of misfortune, poverty, and domination. We reached for the stars, and for our soul, and we began to find ourselves and continue to do so. We learned to shape thought. We discovered intention. We started to listen to our inner urgings, and intuition, and our connection. And some of us first, quietly, steadily, began to rise. This chapter in our evolution is not about abandoning the tribe. But it is about not looking back. Instead, it's about returning to it, but as whole individuals. Not to lose ourselves in the many, instead to find ourselves and better contribute to the whole. To bring our inner flame to the collective fire. This is how civilizations rise, when individuals remember who they are and choose to gather, not out of fear, but out of truth and inner power, and the discovery of our inner connection with Source. We become resonant at all new levels of being. We become influencers and thought leaders found at the center of our very being, often in silence, living our lives at all new levels of personal success and personal power. We become more. Chapter 12. The Rise of Co-Creators. And now, we stand at the edge of something new. Individually, we've tasted true power. We've glimpsed the truth that each of us is a creator. But this next octave isn't just about independence, it's about interdependence. It's not about returning to the old tribe. It's about gathering again, but this time, from strength. From clarity. From the sovereignty of self-realized beings. We are no longer huddled in fear. We are building something different. We are not in a hurry to rush back, empowered as we think we are. Instead, we continue to incubate, to better understand our connection with the connection. We learn to listen, to become coherent within and resonant without. Soon enough we will gather as one. In the meantime, we keep our eye on our journey and our compass needle points north. We continue to refine our very being. There is plenty of time. We're discovering a civilization of individuals rooted not in dominance or survival, but in truest power, the power that comes from alignment with Source. From partnership with the connection and allowing, we grow. From the coherence and resonance of many tuned instruments, we create a greater harmony of being. This is where Sora Firm leads us, to the emergence of a new kind of tribe. Not one bound by fear or sameness, but by resonance and truth and joy and coherence. By living life bigger and better than when we began the journey, a collective intelligence begins to emerge as each of us fully becomes ourselves. This is the new civilization we are sailing toward. This is where the compass needle points. This is where listening takes us. And where coherence and resonance and allowing rule. You, the truth of you is part of this design. Chapter 13. The Formula, Resistance and Consciousness. There is a simple but profound truth. Resistance and consciousness are inverse. Resistance and connection are inverse. As we become less resistant, less rigid, less reactive, less posturing for ourselves and less right, we naturally become more allowing. And in allowing, something miraculous happens, we naturally begin to blend with Source. It's really that simple. But allowing doesn't begin in the heart, it begins with the mind. Because somewhere along the way, humanity became disconnected from its system of innate guidance. The mind is a repository of beliefs and traumas and arguments and rigidity in knowing, whether what it knows is accurate or not. Maybe it was conditioning. Maybe institutions like the early church created dependency by severing our link to direct knowing. Maybe we were dropped on our head as a species, or maybe we are a manufactured species. It doesn't matter. Whatever the origin, the result is the same. Most human beings have lived their adult lives without the real-time built-in guidance that every other living and even mineral life form on this planet enjoys. Our minds, left to compensate for our shortcomings, are on massive overload, trying to solve everything, manage everything, control everything. But the mind was never meant to solve anything. It was meant to listen, not lead. Meanwhile, all around us, nature flows in perfect order. But with the mind, we take life for granted or ignore its beauty altogether. The mind does not deliver us anywhere useful. Our truest brothers and sisters are the animals of nature, the forests and flowers, the evolutionary evidence of life continuing to express, and even the mineral kingdom beneath the ground. None of us are different. Our truest nature is mindless, exchanging mind for guidance. We all listen to and abide by our connection. It's only the humans who are out of sync, who threaten to overrun their only home with chaos, pollution, debt and disconnection. But when we begin to plug back in, when we move from resistance to allowing, the entire system opens up and we all become one again, and our surroundings naturally begin to heal. The overload quiets. The connection strengthens. We remember who we are. We relax. And we allow. And we listen. And we trust the truth of our being. Prosperity and abundance becomes naturally found and felt. Beyond the mind, life opens up. Chapter 14. Blending with Source. One of the most extraordinary realizations on this path is that as we blend with Source, we become exponentially more powerful, exponentially more contributive, and we find a new type of power and a new type of contribution. Not power over others, but the power to co-create reality with clarity, with grace, in precision and ease, allowing all the while. Because ultimately, we're not random beings. We are elegant hosts for innate intelligence expressing through us. Our design is to express something far greater into the material world than what the mind alone can produce. It's brought about by the connection, by guidance, by allowing and listening, and becoming our truest selves. It is grace. And for which the new adventure begins. We naturally broadcast prosperity and abundance as far as the eye can see. We naturally have a message to share. It comes from me. It comes from you. It comes from all of us. We allow, we share, and we become a silent, joyful chorus of resonance and coherence. We become more. As the mind takes a step back, as the guard dog of the overload subsides, we move into a state of ultimate personal performance. And rest and peace and a quietude of serenity becomes the norm. We operate without ego. We take responsibility not as a burden, but as the joy of remembering. We become like children again, innocent and open, but with the wisdom of our coherent experience. And in this space, we find ourselves in what I call the ride of a lifetime. As quoted from Visionaries Thrive in All Times by J. Hamilton, Chapter 12, Vision. We swarm as individuals aligned to the light. Some first and then others, for at some point it is perceived as safe to make that final journey inward and upward. We accept that we are able to become more, and where we once refused to step and then gingerly stepped, we gravitate with the enthusiasm of young children, for we have become young again as we lay at our side values and perceptions that no longer serve us. We become wide-eyed at the possibilities as we accept our potential as something we innately know so well. We see that we are coming home bigger than when we began our trip into descendancy, alive with the awareness that we are becoming more and renewed in our true connection with Source. We blend. We harmonize. We rise. And we become more. It is a good use of our time.